But it's time now, as a public service for all our folks that have kids and grandkids going back to school. We're going to bring in our trendy mommy, Anne-Marie Selden. Last week, Anne-Marie and I talked about backpacks and some of the things you want to look at in backpacks. And I was checking the flyer. Anne-Marie, are you there?
I am here.
How are you, buddy? I was looking at the inserts in the papers on Sunday between the Lowell Sun and the Globe, and just inundated with backpacks and the choices and the prices.
There's so many choices and the prices. You're right.
But I guess that what we said, and just to recap a little bit what we did say, that probably the best thing you want to look is the padding in the shoulders, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely
look for... And make sure that it fits your child properly. There's so many backpacks. I was just talking with a friend of mine. You know, you go to Marshall's and TJ Maxx,
right.
All the backpacks are lumped together, so you really don't know. You know, it doesn't say whether it's a child's backpack. It really could be an adult backpack. So you really have to put it on their shoulder and make sure it falls below their neck.
You're almost, just as well off taking them with you, huh, to check it out in
Absolutely.
The store. Yeah. And you know, as much as kids want to go on what looks good, whether it's, I don't know, what's hot now, whoever the character is on it. Make sure fit is much more important and, you know, the way it fits in the shoulders. And what did you how far down is it supposed to go on your back? It's not supposed to go below a certain spot because when they fill it up with books, they could tip over.
Absolutely. No, that is true.
Yeah.
The two things we talked about is make sure that the backpack weighs no more than 5 to 10% of your child's body weight.
Yeah.
And that will cause the child. And a backpack should never land more than 4 inches below the waistline.
Right, exactly. So that's, a good rule, and everybody adhere to that. This week we wanted to talk a little bit about lunches. And, it's funny you bring that up because I was always thinking that I was doing the right thing by brown bagging it, for the kid, But then when you think of it, everything that you put in that bag – whether it's, even a healthy snack like carrots or celery, the sandwich, and maybe even those chips, what are you putting them in?
Well, a lot of people still use the traditional plastic wrap.
The Ziploc bag. And isn't that like the number one waste of all time?
It really is. So there has been talk a lot in the parenting magazines about waste-free lunches. And that just means to, use your thermos, use your water bottle. And they also do have reusable, lunch wraps. They're called, some of them called lunch wraps. And
really?
You can reuse those and clean them out. There's several different brand names out there. Kids Conserve Food Cozy is one, and it's just basically a reusable wrap that you can put your food in so that you're not throwing away the plastic.
And, I don't know about your kids, but kids I know, what do you think the odds are of that thing ever making its way home?
You just have to kind of retrain your kids.
Yeah, I guess.
I was putting, the spoons in my kids' lunch pails, and you need to bring the spoon back. You can't really throw the spoon.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to eat this weekend if you don't bring all those spoons that you have at school.
It is a reminder.
Yeah,
it is a reminder for them to, make sure that they pack. A lot of kids are using the alternative plastic sandwich packs as well. It's just like a little sandwich box that the sandwich fits in. So those are more or less likely to get thrown out because they're a little bit bigger and chunkier.
Right. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying there. But you're right. You got me thinking. And, number one, even if you thought you were okay, it's in a brown bag, that's recyclable, even though you're throwing that away. But, all the plastic bags that go to, just think of the money you could save.
Absolutely. And, these little plastic, I think the price is about $5 for the reusable alternative sandwich bags. And, that's pretty affordable. All you have to do is, wipe it clean. Just to get the kids, I think the first step would maybe get them used to using a stainless steel water bottle and then using a thermos. And that's kind of the first step in getting them ready to kind of use all of the different products.
Yeah, and you know, they've really made a lot of headway with those stainless steel bottles. I got one at the New Balance outlet, and I love it. And you know, I bring it to work every day, and it's.
I feel like it keeps your water cooler than traditional plastic water bottle.
You are absolutely right, and you know what? We just had a piece on earlier today. Just a quick aside that talking about some of the top 10 mistakes that we make, and this is especially towards kids, is not drinking enough tap water. That more and more kids are drinking bottled water all the time, which means that they're not getting enough fluoride. Because remember, we all fluoridated our water because, that was going to be the big thing for the kids. Now they're all drinking bottled water and not getting it.
I know. That's, and what actually goes into some of those bottled waters, there's been some studies and articles on that. And, we do have a system in the refrigerator, which I'm sure a lot of folks have, where they just... filtration system built right in the fridge.
I have that as well. Yeah,
the water from there.
Yep. So that's a good thing. That's one way to get them started. By using one of those metal bottles, and they'll bring them back. And it's got the nice straw there, so you can sip along. So that's good.
And the other thing is the actual lunch boxes themselves. A lot of folks are looking for the PVC free. Actual lunch boxes themselves. And L.O. Bean sells those, and there's ones, what's this brand at Whole Foods called Crocodile Creek that sells them as well. So you just have to be careful when you go to the store, and usually they'll say this lunch pail is PVC free.
Okay, and what is the important thing about that again?
PVC, BPA, and lead-free and phthalate-free. So you want to look for those symbols. And
all right, these are all the catchphrases
PVC
we need.
Are the catchphrases. Yeah. They're kind of the bad plastics. And sometimes, when your kids are using those, or remember the water bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That are BPA-free. They're talking about how the plastic kind of leaches into the actual bottle itself.
Oh.
So you just want to make sure... your products are recyclable, they're lead-free, phthalate-free, BPA-free, and PVC-free.
Your kids are, younger school, mine's all grown out. I was just wondering, how do kids react to, Tupperware now? Is that okay to send off with them, instead of wrapping it in the Ziploc bag, putting in...
I think so many people use it now.
Yeah,
that
it's okay.
Common. I think it's... Especially, with the fruit. If you're sending your child... sliced up fruit or something that just wouldn't keep in a regular bag anyways. You need a little container like that to include, your fruit type items or your vegetables, your chopped up peppers or your chopped up carrots to bring. I think you need a container like that.
So those nice, and they have those nice little containers now that, sometimes you store like salad dressings or something in them. Those are just the right size,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And I have a stainless steel container that is pretty good if your child likes chicken salad.
Oh, yeah.
Without the bread or the tuna salad. So I think that's a pretty good solution. It's a stainless steel bottom. With a lid on top, and that kind of keeps it a little bit fresher.
And some of the things you hear, we could probably be doing away with all the bread that we eat. We can kind of cut back on that. We might be, And then you get into that whole gluten-free thing.
It's hard. I know the kids, when there's allergy issues at the school, many of the school cafeterias have allergy tables so that, the kids will sit at the specific table for the kids with allergies. So there's no cross-contamination issues there.
So there's actually allergy tables now. Gosh,
yeah.
It's gotten to that. Because I don't remember, and maybe because we didn't know, when I went to school, I don't remember half of these allergies, a peanut allergy or a shellfish, they just didn't exist. Well, I don't want to say, at least we didn't know that they did.
Well, right, and I think a lot of folks are worried that, environmental issues play a role in it as well. So you're right, you didn't hear a lot about that back then. But yes, a peanut issue is pretty serious. So they do have special tables, and I actually helped I was on cafeteria duty at my younger daughter's school, and you had to wash the tables down with paper towels and separate cleaner. So they were all, everything was separate.
Well, I get, anything to keep the kids safe, I guess. And
it's a pretty big issue in the schools.
It's a huge issue, isn't it? I mean, almost where some schools were thinking about banning peanut butter and jelly, the staple food of me for I don't know how many years of school,
I know. It's a lot. It's how kids get their protein. And a lot of the soy nut butters are what some of the kids
eat. Right.
Especially in the private preschools, there's not peanut products allowed at all, usually in the preschool grade, preschool ages.
Yeah. All right. So to recap, Anne-Marie, if we're sending our kids off with a lunch, some of the things that we need to do and don't. I guess, number one, don't be putting everything in a Ziploc bag. I'm sorry, Glad Corporation. You make enough money as it is. So,
Just look for the key word that you would look for is reusable sandwich bags or snack containers that, you could reuse as well. And just make sure if you're looking for, a water bottle, stainless steel is the way to go. And the actual bags that you put your lunch in, just make sure it's lead-free, BPA-free, phthalate-free.
One of the true joys is when that backpack comes home and you look and you see what's in it or what isn't in it. It's always a surprise every day. Oh, where's this? Where's that? Oh, where is your, file folder with all your homework? Oh, well, I brought my lunchbox home.
Sometimes the lunchbox doesn't even make it home. And
I know, exactly,
so
right.
The next day.
I know. Hey, Anne-Marie, it's always a lot of fun. And if people want to find out more, they can go over to your blog. You always get great information on that. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great networking tool as well, isn't it?
It's fun. It is fun. A lot of people log on. And Twitter is how I interact with most folks out there. So I'm on Twitter as well.
Twitter away. But, they can always read stuff on trendymommies.com.
That's it.
All right. Now, you are going to be taking a couple weeks off, and lucky you. And so we'll talk to you, right after Labor Day. Oh, my goodness.
Labor Day, yes, when it all begins.
The kids will all be, we'll have so much to talk about. Hey, Anne-Marie, before I let you go, and, is there a way that we as parents can start, weaning is a good word, weaning our kids off summer and kind of getting back easily into the back to school, back to fall type of thing? Because, the worst thing that happens is that first day of school, because, that's the one day you decide to sleep in? What?
Well, I know. That usually happens. I mean, I just try, the last week, obviously, try and get them on some sort of a schedule. Like, obviously, during the summer, kids are going to bed later and then
right.
waking up later.
Yep.
But maybe try the whole bedtime routine and have your kids maybe go to their normal, bedtime routine and actually go to sleep at their normal hour. I mean, I would just maybe try it a few days before, maybe not the whole week. But,
but
obviously not, don't wait till Sunday or Monday night. And you're like, all right, it's time to go to bed. And just, the same thing, getting them back into the routine of getting their lunches ready, the night before as much as you can, making sure their backpacks are ready. Yeah. We put clothes out. I mean, putting their clothes out. So there's not a negotiation in the morning on what exactly they're going to be wearing. Maybe have them choose two outfits, and they have the choice between those two outfits, so they're not fighting you in the morning.
Hey, what's funny, and I just want to bring this aside because I love chatting with you. We interviewed a guy by the name of Ron Clark the other day. He's been on Oprah. He's written a bunch of books. He's got a new one called The End of the Molasses Classes, How to Get, Kids Unstuck. But he said one thing that was brilliant, and something that we, as a lot of parents, don't realize. He said, please try to keep drama to a minimum in the morning because, you guys get the drama at home, but once you drop the kids at school, it doesn't stop there. That drama just keeps right on and affects their whole learning day. So I never thought about that.
That is absolutely true. If something happens in the morning and, there's a yelling or something happens, if there's fighting with the siblings, that can go on throughout the day. So it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
So the short window in the morning, if everyone can keep it together, then you'll be all set.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody, could we please just keep it together? Anne-Marie, thanks so much. Have a great vacation, and we'll talk to you.
Thank you.
As the song used to say, I'll see you in September.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Take care. It's 136 on 980 WCAP.